Mike, what was your view of the two goals that got called back for goalie interference?
I thought the first one was a good call. I think the second one is anybody's guess, you know. And, you know, we can sit here all day long and debate it. And that's the difficulty with the challenges, right, is, you know, my understanding of it is if, you know, the player is in the blue paint but is not impeding the goalie's ability to make the save, then it's not. That's my understanding of it. But, you know, I know the blue paint is a major factor, but yet we've had people in the blue paint and haven't got it. So it is what it is.
Mike, a two-parter. On the first, what did you like about, or what were the biggest reasons why you were able to dominate the shot total as much as you did? And then once after Forsberg's goal, what did you like about how you played with the lead from that point on?
So I loved our urgency right from the drop of the puck. I mean, obviously, you could see the intent of the players right away. They were a determined group, and we played hard and against a really good team. So I think that was the story of the first period. You know, having said that, we know they're a good team. They were going to push back a bit in the second period. What I liked was our response after they scored, and you know, we didn't get on our heels. We didn't let it affect our mindset. We just kept playing. We had that next shift attitude, or that next play mindset that I think is so critical at this time of year, and just respond in the right way to any of the adversities that come your way. And I love that about the group tonight.
Mike, Smith scored for the first time in about a month tonight. Just what did you think of that play? Eller had a pretty nice pass to him before Smith buried it. What was your view of the play, and what did you think of that goal?
Well, terrific goal, obviously, and a great play all around. You know, I thought that line had some real good shifts tonight. It's great to see Riley put one in the net. Hopefully that'll take a little pressure off him. He's got a great shot, and he's capable. We know that, so hopefully that'll help him here for the next one. But I thought it was a great play all around.
Coach, talk about POJ the last, I don't know, 6-7 weeks. It seems like he's really picked it up another notch, and his partnership with Letang has gone pretty well.
Yeah, it has. You know, P.O.'s, he's such a great kid. He works so hard, and I think when he's at his best, he's moving his feet, and he uses his mobility and his stick to defend mostly. But also we can use it on the offensive side. He joins the rush well. He's pretty good on that offensive blue line. He sees it pretty well along that offensive blue line, just finding, you know, backside sticks or the backside flank. He delivers pucks really well that give the forwards an opportunity, you know, to score. So I think he's playing well for us. I think that the chemistry that he has with Tanger is, you know, it's unique. You know, I know how close they are. Tanger's like an older brother to him, and I know how strong that relationship is off the ice. And so I think that can only help them on the ice. So I think that pair for us has been solid.
Mike, Eric's goal, scoring from the blue line there, but also getting the body to the blue paint, you know, that's kind of representative of a way that you guys have generated offense the last couple of weeks, been pretty effective with. Why do you think that's been the case with guys embracing that and it being so successful for you guys?
Well, you know, when you watch the league and you look around the league and, you know, and you see how goals are being scored in the league, there's a significant amount of goals that are being scored through broken plays. And what I mean by that is, you know, if there's traffic at the net front, the goalie's sight lines are difficult. His mobility is difficult. He might be able to make a save, but usually it's a positional save, and he can't control the rebound, and that creates a next play opportunity, hence the broken play. And so whether it's a tip, a deflection, a rebound, you know, there's a significant amount of goals that are being scored in the league in that, you know, in that fashion. And so you know, it's one way to score goals when we're in the offensive zone, but the only way it's going to happen is we got to get people there, and if we get people there, then we're more inclined to get the puck there. And we've had a lot of success in the last, you know, 3 or 4 weeks just buying into it, and I think the guys, to their credit, have done a terrific job. You know, it's hard to score on the perimeter in this league. You know, you might get the odd one here and there, but if you're not willing to get inside and take a cross check, and usually when you go to those areas, there's a price to pay. And so I think that when you look at our last month or so, I think we've been willing to pay that price. And that's an important aspect of creating offense off that cycle game.
Mike, you had mentioned this morning, I think some of the players had as well, about the battle level from Ned. Is that what you saw from him tonight?
For sure. You know, I thought Ned looked really solid in there all night long. I thought we defended really hard tonight in front of him, but I also thought he made some timely saves, and you know, and he calms the game down when you need it. He gets a whistle when you need it, so we can get a line change or catch our breath. You know, his puck handles are really on point, and just things like that he has the ability to manage the game. And I thought he was locked in tonight. I thought he battled hard. But as I said, I also thought the team battled hard in front of him as far as trying to limit some of the quality looks that we've given up in the last couple of games. It was a discussion that we had today with the guys, and I thought they responded really well. We were way more diligent just as far as defending the scoring area, and we have to continue to do that if we're gonna have success moving forward.
I know you've been asked this question before throughout the streak here, but can you just talk about what Sidney Crosby's leadership has meant to this team and what he's done over the course of these games tonight? A goal and assist, won 78% of his faceoffs.
Yeah, he's the heartbeat of the team. There's no other way to say it. You know, he plays such an inspiring game with the way he plays the game on both sides of the puck. He defends so hard. His offense speaks for itself. Everybody sees it. He's a magnificent offensive player. But I think his defensive prowess flies under the radar. You know, he wins defensive zone faceoffs, for example. He's defending the lead with when the other team pulls the goalie down the end. He's willing to block shots. He's just a complete player. He has a mature game, and he knows how to win. And I think that's what he does for the group. And, you know, you look at the stretch of games here that's allowed us to kind of climb back into this thing. He's been at the center of the whole thing. He's the heartbeat of the team.
Having to find another level or another gear for a game like tonight help this team actually play maybe some of your best hockey when you need it most?
Yeah, I think you know, the situation we've been in here for a while has probably brought out the best in us. So you know, we've been I feel like we've been in this type of situation for a while, so I think that'll help us. And like I said, it's probably the best of us, and I'm sure we'll tonight.
What is that what you provide for this team in this stretch, aside from obviously stopping your pucks once in the game? Just brought as far as the mentality or just the atmosphere or anything like that?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just confidence. I think he competes really hard. I think that, you know, we've been in a lot of different types of games, you know, high scoring, low scoring, lead changes, and you know, I think he's competed really hard. I think everybody has. I think you know, that's what's, you know, put us in a position to still be alive here. So you know, I think he's just been an extension of that.
So what do you think the power play needs to do tonight to execute on any chance that you might get to hopefully get a timely goal here?
Yeah, I think just be patient, take what's given. We don't have to force things, but I think the main thing is that's just that we're at work in their PK. I mean, we have skill, and I think that'll take care of itself, but we've got to make sure that we outwork their unit and give ourselves a chance to pull it in.
Said even before this run, Mike Sullivan was kind of preaching to us, I'm sure he was to you, that you guys weren't eliminated until you're eliminated. Just how much has, you know, that mindset helped kind of keeping that throughout this run?
Yeah, I think that urgency is important, and, you know, we found it that last little bit here, so. We played, you know, good hockey. We don't have to change a lot. Clean up a few things, make sure that our details are a little sharper. But, yeah, like you said, we've been in this position for a while, and that's something that's been pretty clear. So, yeah, we just got to continue to play the right way here.
Drew helped generate two goals for you guys the other night. What's been different for him the past month, 2 months, since he's maybe had a more regular goal in your line? Just what's clicked for him compared to maybe 6 months ago?
I'm not sure. I mean, his speed and the way he competes every night, I think, you know, that's a big thing with him. He's just, you know, every single night, what are you going to get? And I think his speed allows him to create a lot. But I think just having that mentality, and I think the situation that we've been in with all of us, I think that, you know, just making sure that we compete. We leave it all out there, and he's been doing that. And, you know, it's nice to see him get rewarded.
So what kind of, to that point, what kind of tenacity or skill do you have to pull off that shorty he had on Saturday?
Yeah, just great awareness by him. Obviously, maybe a bit of a tired, you know, PP out there, too. We've been out there for a bit. And, you know, to find that extra gear to make that move and bury it was huge. That was, you know, a big big goal for us and gave us a lot of momentum. So you need big plays like that, however you can get them, and that was a big one.
Yeah, I tell you before, like, this team, it's amazing. Like, and, like, if we play like this, like, whole year, you know, like, probably we, like, we clinch the playoffs, but tomorrow, big day for us. And we hope, but again, like, we have great potential here, you know, and, like, we know that, but we start a little bit late, probably. But, again, like, fun to play with these guys, like, last 3 weeks, you know, and after the trade line, you know, and, like, we trade against, probably everybody say, like, yeah, they have zero chance, and probably we have 1%, like, 3 weeks ago. Now we're still fighting, but, again, like, everybody play amazing.
How different do you feel about your game now? Is it reassuring to see what you've done over the past month? Just, you know, the state of your own play.
I mean, I'm trying to do my best again. Like, my family here, my parents, you know, it's like maybe they help, like, play a bit for me. And again, like, when you win, you have so much fun. You know, you, like, have better mood. You know, you have, like, see, like, happy face every day. You know, and, like, yeah, I try. We have great line. I think Crocs and Bonds, they, like, amazing. They work hard, and, like, again, like, last 3 weeks, I think every line play amazing. Like, we was, like, was record, I know, like, 10-2, and yeah, I hope, like, Philly and Montreal have tomorrow, and, like, we win that game. Just only things.
If you get in, do you guys feel like you can have some success in the postseason the way you're playing right now?
Yeah, but if you see, like, we play against, like, good teams, like, when we beat Rangers, we beat Tampa, I mean, it's, like, same team playing playoffs, you know, and, again, we're a dangerous team, and if we play right, like tonight, like, I think we have chance, at least. I mean, we know how to play playoffs, we have great experience, like, and again, like, all four lines play, like, last 3 weeks, amazing. We have confidence right now, and we beat, like, really good teams. This is, like, what I think.
Benny, do you wish the league would reward teams more for regulation wins as opposed to giving teams points for overtime and shootout losses?
It's hard to say. Everybody's same rules, you know. Like, I mean, like, we play 82 games. 16 teams, that's it. Like, this is rules. If they change rules, like, we play different rules. But now we should play maybe better, like, 3-on-3. Like, we practice a little bit better, maybe shootout practice, you know. But I like 5 minutes 3-on-3. It's like 4-on-4 is like we played before a little bit harder. But again, like, I think it's good rules, 2 points, 1 point. Like, if you lost, like, OT or shootouts, I think it's like, I mean, old school points. I know, like, it's always, like, been an 8 teams. Like, I like 1 play against 8, 2 against 7. It's like what I always play. But again, sometimes NHL change rules. We just follow rules and play like what they say. But now, only wait.
I don't know. I think we just came out with some fire. I think maybe caught them by surprise a little bit. I don't know. We were all over them. That was probably our best first period of the year. Maybe our most complete effort of the season. I know we've said that a lot lately, but I mean, we keep finding a way to outdo ourselves and just come back with good effort night after night. And it was a great response, especially after how the other night went. We didn't give them anything in the first, and they got some skilled guys on the other end. They're going to make some plays, and they got some bounces. But we tightened it down in the third and didn't give them much.
You guys still need some help going, especially tomorrow night. How do you balance the joy of tonight versus knowing that we need some other things go right for
you? You know, we're just focusing on ourselves. Obviously, like you said, we're going to need help, but we can't control that, man. We can't think about that. We've got to just worry about ourselves, take care of our business, because none of it matters if we don't come back with the same effort, whatever, Wednesday night.
Nick, could you speak to the way the guys played in front of you tonight?
They were excellent, excellent. They shut them down. Like I said, they're the top guys for a reason. They're some of the best players in the league, and they're going to make plays and capitalize when they get chances. But we didn't give them much. We made it difficult for them all night, and you can't say much more than that. I think we made it a point in pregame there to talking about just trying to tighten it down defensively, being a little bit better in our own end. And I think it showed tonight. Like I said, they didn't get a lot from that grade A scoring area. And we got rewarded on the other end. We went to the net hard, obviously. A couple calls didn't go our way, but you keep going. We kept going. We didn't let that bother us or kind of get us off our game. We just kept doing what we were doing.
Do you have any idea of goaltender appearances?
I don't want to get into that. I mean, I'll say we were in the blue paint. So if they're going to be consistent with it and, if there's contact made in the crease, it doesn't matter how much or how little it is, I guess, as long as it's consistent. So I know that's hard to do. It's a kind of a gray area, but I don't want to speak much more than that.